Yisrael Friedman, Parshas Bach, Abba, Matos Masei.
Parshas Matos, we know it starts off with the haluchos of Nedurim. Ish ki yidoi nedel Hashem, oi hishuva shaviya lesa iso nafshoi, lo yachel devuroi kechol hayoitse mipiv yase. A person makes a neder, he makes a shaviya, shtet in the Torah, he's got a chiyuv to keep what he promised. It's strict Avner Nezer, a gewaltige kasha. We all know that there are tariag mitzvahs. For example, there are things which we are mechiev to eat. Comes Pesach, we're mechiev to eat matzah. Comes Shabbos, Yontif, we're mechiev to have a seder. Mitzvah. There are things which we are forbidden to eat. We're not allowed to eat things which are not kosher, things which are not treif. Oh, but if a person makes a neder or shavir, that he's going to eat a banana today. So if he doesn't eat this banana, so he's been over an aveda. Or if a person makes a neder, I'm not going to eat any bananas. And he goes and he eats a banana, or to over given an aveda. Fregt Avner Nezer, gewaltige kasha. How does this work? A person can suddenly make a new issa, a banana which isn't treif. There's no issa to eat a banana. Because the person, when he woke up in the morning, he said, he made a neder, I'm not going to eat any bananas. And later on he went and he ate a banana. So this banana is given a chaticha de sira, something like as if it's treif. But l'choira, banana isn't treif. So therefore, so what that he said? How through a person's dibber, freik the Avner Nezer, is a person suddenly able to come along and he can make a banana by him a chefza de mitzvah, that now if he made an eid's going to eat, it's mechiv to eat, it's mekayim a mitzvah, nishbati v'kayema, or if he made a neder, he's not going to eat this banana, and he ate it, so at oive gevein an aveira, so as oive gegesen a shtikl nevelis a treifas. How does this work? So the Avner Nezer quotes the Orachama Kudosh in last week's Pasha, but the Orachama Kudosh famous Lushan, that the Orachama Kudosh writes, Ematsusi lachasida Yisrul shekosvi. I found that the chasida Yisrul, referring to Rabbeinu Yoina, writes that the path in a yid has got a kedisha like a clay shures. And the halacha is, in order for kol mincha to become kodosh, when man puts it into the clay shures, this is mekadosh the kol mincha, and then it gets a kedisha, and then it becomes a isin eila. Writes Rabbeinu Yoina, Matsusi lechasida Yisrael, writes the Chama Kudish, Matsusi lechasida Yisrael shekosi shopeh shaloim de toira, is azoi kudosh azoi via klei shures. Memela, when a yid says something, it isn't stane, it goes up, and therefore what? No, every word which comes out of a yid's mouth has got in it a kedisha. And something which a yid says isn't just empty words, but it's got a kedisha, it's got a chashivas, and it is machayev a person. Says the Avner Nezer, that's why we find, Chazal tell us here in this parsha, lo yachal devuroi, yisrul heim babal yachal devuroi, ve'ein imus ha'oilem babal yachal devuroi. That if a goy doesn't keep his word, there's not one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. He hasn't been over an is of lo yachal devuroi. That's why we see that politicians throughout the world aren't so makpid. They make all types of election promises, and then afterwards they say, yeah, I've said so. So, amayles vos, I said. Why? Because ein imus ha'olam, they're not mechiv b'bal yachal devuroi. Why not so? The Avner Nezer, because only the yid, mouth of a yid has got in it a kedisha that his words are machai of him. Masha ein kein, the words of a goy has no kedisha, therefore it's mgunish machai. The Gemara tells us a story in Masechtas Ksibas in Daf Samach Beis Omid Beis that Yehida bereid Reb Chiya igwein a groisa masmid. He sat the entire day in Beis Samedish, even Erev Shabbos, a whole time he was learning a Beis HaMedrash. Tells us the Gemara that he used to go home only once a week, Mishabbos l'Shabbos. It once happened that it came Erev Shabbos, it was already mamish before Shabbos, and normally he'd have come home by then. And that Erev Shabbos, for some reason, he hadn't turned up. Said Reb Yanai, it would appear that the Yehida has been Nifta. The Yehida Bred Reb Chiya has been Nifta. Because if he would still be alive, it can't be that he wouldn't have come home to his wife for Shabbos. It must be that he was Nifta. Says the Gemara, Have a Keshkuga Sheyotza Melifnei Hashalit V'noch Nafshei. Although really Rabbi Yehida ben Reb Chiya hadn't been Nifta, he had just been delayed for some reason. However, because Rabbi Yanai had said these words, it must be that he had been Nifta, because otherwise he would for sure have come home. Keshkoga Hava Mnei Hashalit, it's a pusik in Sefer Koheles, that the Shalit, the Melech, if he issues a decree, even if the decree was a shoigig, it was wrong, he made a mistake, but once the king has issued a decree, Iksav Ashadit Mifnei HaMelech Ein Lahushiv, he doesn't retract it. So since Rabbi Yanai said this statement, it must have been that he was Nifta, says the Gemara Havaka Keshkugam Lei Hashav V'noch Nafshe, and that caused Rabbi Yehida ben Reb Chiya to be Nifta. Frek Rabbi Chunna Wasserman in Koivet She'irim, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. We know a person goes to a tzaddik to ask a tzaddik for a brucha, and the tzaddik gives a person a brucha, and sometimes, unfortunately, can even be the opposite. A tzaddik can get annoyed and can tell off a person and can even say something which can be a klula and can also be fulfilled chas v'shulam. And the reason for that is, like the Pusik says in Ashrei, Ritzoin Yirei of Yaseh v'shavusom yishma v'yoshien. As Rabbi Nishun fulfills the will of Yireyov. So that's why when the tzaddik gives a brucha, he has a koyach with his dibber that what he says becomes fulfilled. Obefreik Rabbi Chonon, l'choyre here in this story of the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai didn't want that Yehida ben Reb Chiya should be Nifta. He just uttered a statement which actually wasn't even correct, he'd been delayed. And he, Rabbi Yanai, come along and says it would appear that he'd be Nifta, because otherwise for sure he would have come back. Says the Gemara, because he said those words, Have keshkoga sheyotza mifnei hashalit. It's like a decree issued by a king which cannot be retracted. V'noch nafshen, he was Nifta. Frek Rabbi Chunna, why? So he says, from this Gemara, we see that the koyach of dibber, of a tzaddik, is so powerful that if he says something, even if he didn't mean what he said these words, the dib of a tzaddik, which his whole life, he lived b'kedisha v'tahara, those words that come out of such a tzaddik's mouth have in themselves a power. And because he said such a statement, it must have been he was Nifta, although he didn't mean it, and he didn't want him, avada, to be Nifta. But because he said those words, so therefore the words themselves have in themselves a power to cause, and this is what happened, that his words caused Rabbi Yehida Reb Chiya should be Nifta. Now Zoizuk Dechinach HaMitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph V'Zel B'Yesod, that words in themselves have in themselves a Moedika Koich. Zuk Dechidur, this is a pshat in the Pusik, a remez in the Pusik, Lo Yachel Devuroi Kechol HaYoytze Mipiv Yasa. That somebody who's on the madrega of lo yachel devuroi, he never profanes his words. Whatever he says, he keeps to. His word is his bond. So such a person, if he's always makpid, lo yachel devuroi, to not profane his dibber, the result is kechol hayoytze mipiv yase. Anything which leaves his mouth, yase, will happen, will be fulfilled, will come about. Because the words which are emanate from our mouth, which he's always careful not to be mechalal his dibber, the Rabbi Nishalim will not be mechalal his dibber either. And therefore, those words have a power, those words have a kedisha. I read a story once from Rabbi Akiva Eger. There was a person in the town of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Nebuch, who had a child. The child had been born, Nebuch, an ill child. The child wasn't a normal, regular child, an ill child. And the parents were at a loss, they didn't know what to do, this child would behave and misbehave, and they couldn't control this child. And one day this father, in desperation, he didn't know what to do anymore. He said, you know what, I'm taking this child, I'm taking him to the Ruf's house, Rabbi Akiva Eger. I'm leaving him there. The Ruf should see to him, the Ruf should sort him out. And Rabbi Akiva Eger was busy sitting, learning for Tift and a Shvera Gemara. And suddenly this child turns up in his house. Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't see the child, didn't know who the child was, Bechlal. In the next room, this child started Nebuch making noises and koilas and getting on everybody's nerves. And it was disturbing Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the middle of his learning, said, Zage sind mein Kind, gehe heim, Zage sind mein Kind. That's all well, Yiddish way of speaking, just, you know, Zage sind, just to go home, be. And Rabbi Akiva Eger said these words, and the child came home, and the child was totally cured. Although Rabbi Akiva Eger hadn't realized Bechlal this was an ill child, who nothing short of a moifus was needed to cure him from his disabilities, of Rabbi Akiva Eger Gesuk Diverte, if he would have realized who the child was, in all probability, he wouldn't have given it to make such a often a nest to cure the child. Oh, but he just thought it was Tam, a regular child. And he said, Azoi, Zag isn't my child. Because he said these words, therefore these words had the koyach, and it cured the child. We all know, we say every single day after Birchas HaTorah, Eile Dvorim She'ein Lahem Shir, and we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kilom. Talmud Torah is the most important and the greatest mitzvah of all mitzvahs. Now, if we all think probably the reason is because there's something about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Torah is so important that Torah, Limud HaTorah, is greater than all other mitzvahs. However, the Chofetz Chaim, in the beginning of Shmiras HaLoshon, I think in the first perek it is, says this is not actually the pshat in this Gemara. This is not the reason why Talmud Torah is Keneged Kilom. And if you look in the Yeshalmi there, this is in Peyer, in Perek Aleph, in Yeshalmi, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Yeshalmi says, just like Talmud Torah Keneged Kilom, similarly when it comes to Aveirois, the Aveira of Lushan Hora is Keneged Kilom. What is the common denominator between Lushan Hora and Talmud Torah, that both of them are Keneged Kilom? Says the Chofetz Chaim the following words. Mamash to me was a chiddush. Vahatam. The reason for this is as follows. Ki kol ha-mitzvois he-mitztarfois el ha-geshem. All mitzvahs, in order to be able to fulfill them, to keep them, you have to somehow involve some gashmiyastika action. Kemoi, mitzvah tzitzis. Eif shelekayim ella alidei levishus beged shehi gashmi. You can only become the mitzvah tzitzis if you have a beged to wear. If you haven't got a beged, you can't do mitzvah tzitzis. V'chein sikah, v'lilav, v'chai gavna, kol ha-mitzvahs. You can't blow shofar, all standing in Rosh Hashanah. You haven't got a physical horn to blow with, you can't blow the shofar. All the mitzvahs, tefillin, you have to have the leather, you have to have the ink, you have to have the cloth. All the mitzvahs you can only be mekayim once you have some physical item with which to be mekayim this mitzvah. Loi kein limud haTorah, not so limud haTorah. She'en yonoi tuli bekoyach hadibur, she koyach pushet rochni bilvad. The chashivus of Talmud Torah is because you are mekayim Talmud Torah through something which is totally and utterly spiritual, koyach hadibur. This is a koyach which is rochni bilvad. V'lochein pelusoi shepoyel lemala noire admaoid. And this is the reason, says the Chofetz Chaim, why Talmud Torah Keneged Kilom. Because a mitzvah which is done only on a rochniistic level, without any physical help, this is a moiridike moiridike madrega of a mitzvah. Va'al kein kedishes Talmud Torah Keneged Kilom. V'chein hadovo lehefchoi b'inyin kilkul. And carries on the Chofetz Chaim, this is the same reason why the Aveira of Lushan Hora is also Keneged Kilom. Ki b'chol leivum shi ois avoinos is machma shen gashmiyim ein kilkilo lemala kolkach. All other Aveiras you do with your limbs, you're doing certain things, you're stealing somebody's chayfetz. So I've stolen a gashmiy stick of chayfetz. Somehow there is involved some physical part, some physical action in the Aveira. Loshen Hora, I'm using only the koyach hadibur. I'm using only rochnius to perform this Aveira. Loi kaim ba oven lushen hora chiles, shepoil pilusa de koyach rochni bilvad. Kilkilo le male by lumis hel yoinim, hi chuzok venoire adma oid. Lachen gam onshoi hi ganken kenege kilom. A moide kegili from the Chofetz Chaim. How great and how important is the koyach adibah? With this we understand what the Torah tells us. Lo yachal devuroi kachol hayoytze mipiv yase. That be'emes ruch the dibbers a moiridike chashivas. Satan zecha moiridike koyach. This is something which is totally spiritual. So therefore, just the opposite to the way people think. People think, if a mas, that's chusha. Dibber, I only said something. So what? I said something. Says the Chofetz Chaim, just the opposite. If you are careful not to profane your dibber has got in it the greatest koyach. So this is what the Torah tells us, Parshas Matos. How important is the mitzvah of Nedurim v'Shviyas, something which is totally spiritual. The Zelbe Yisod states from the Baal Shem Tov, and with this he explains what we find in Parshas Bereishis when Hashem created Udam Harishon, the Yifach Pa'ap of Nishmas Chayim. Rabbi Yishon blew into Udam Harishon, his neshama, Vayihi ha'udam lenefesh chaya. And he became a living person, tells us the Targum. What does it mean, lenefesh chaya? Lariach memalelo. He had the ability to be able to speak. A riach memalelo. This is the madrega, this is the description of a person. We know there are different levels in the bria. Someach ha'adoimem, someach chai medaber. A human being, his chashivas is that he is one higher than all the behemoths. Why? Because they are behemoths, but they can't speak. Our chashivas isn't that we stand on 2 feet, although that is also chashivas, isn't all the other malas that we have. Our chashivas is that we are a riach mamalala. Zukte Zayda, the Chok Kivrebbe, the Gemurah in Chagiga, when speaks about Nedorim, the Gemurah says that heta Nedorim porchim ba'avir, they float in the air. The Pushup Shat in the Gemurah is that the halukhas of Nedorim and Shis are so difficult, it's something which doesn't have a clear basis. As if to say, it's a saying, they're floating in the air. Porchim ba'avir. Zukte the Chok Kivrebbe, we see here that dibber is called riach mamala. This is something which is riach. Is the chashivas of dibber isn't stam. I spoke. No, it's parchim ba'avir. This is the riach mamalala. This shows what is the actual essence of a human being. So therefore, tells us the Torah, don't profane your words. We have later on in the parsha the story of B'nai God, if B'nai even. For 40 years, the Yidden have been traveling in the Midbar, coming closer and closer to the final destination, to enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to be Nifter. Then suddenly, hey, a Moedike bombshell. In the last minute, out of the blue, B'nai God of Re'even tell Moshe Rabbeinu some inexplicable reason for a Kleinigkeit, because they got cattle. This somehow is presented as a valid reason and excuse that suddenly they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very upset. And he says to them, Kamtem tachas avoseichem, tarbas anushim chatuim. You are taka the same terrible type of sinners like your fathers. Lispas ois al charoin af Hashem el Yisrael. And you're causing the anger of Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very angry and very upset. It's very difficult to understand where Ibn Agod, Ibn Re'even, where are they coming from? This should be a reason. They saw the Nisim which took place in the Midbar. They think that the Rosh is going to conquer all the Malchi Canaan with Amulek for them, is going to make Nisim for them to bring them into Esau. And just for their sheep, somehow, they won't have enough place for their sheep to graze. It doesn't add up. And we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. But what are B'nai God, B'nai Re'even, thinking? Now, I saw a word written, B'shem, the Heilige Rishon, as Chisid Noleini. And when I first saw this word, you know, sometimes people who don't have a regilus in learning Chassidus or Surim, they see a word and say, oh, come on, do me a toiver. You know, oh, come on. And this comes about because if you don't have the regilus, so you don't understand to learn a bit deeper and see. It's not stam bigazo. Yeah, often say a moedika chashivas, a moedika hezba. And like the pusik says, kiloidova reiki mikem, say chazal vim reiki. If it looks to you, this is empty words, mikemhi. It's because the chesurn is in you that you don't understand it. So there's a vod from the Rishna, and later I saw the Chedisharim brings down the same vod, Vishem Rebbe Rabbinim Fim Peshischa. They both said the same vod. Emikne Rav Hoya Livnei Riven Livnei God. They had lots of cattle. Said the Rishna with the Rebbe Rabbinim, that's not the pshat in the Pusik. It might be the translation of the words, but that's not the meaning of the Pusik. Emikne Rav Hoya Livnei Riven Livnei God. They had a kinyan in their Rebbe. You know why B'nai God of Nereven didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because they didn't want to leave Moshe Rabbeinu by himself, that he's going to be buried by Eva Layadin, and all Klal Yisrael are going into Eretz Yisrael. They felt bad for Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mikne Rav Hoyil of Nereven God, they had a kinyan in their Rebbe, and that's why they didn't want to go in. And I saw this vod, and I thought, come on. You know, it just doesn't add up. That's not what's written in my chemish. It said very clearly they got cattle and they want everything else. It doesn't add up. And then one day, I'm learning Pashas Vezois HaBrucha, probably around Simchas Torah time, and I'm learning Dot and Pashas Vezois HaBrucha, and we see Moshe Rabbeinu before his nifter. He gives all the bruchas to the Shvutim, and he says, Borech Marchiv God. Borech Marchiv God, the Rabbi Shalom was Marchiv, extended the Nachla of God. And carries on Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says to God, Sheva God, the following words. A pasuk which we all know. Vaya reishis loy, ki shom chelkas mechokek sofen. Which Rashi explains as follows. Vaya reishis loy, ruah lita loy chelik ba'oretz sichem ba'oik, shi reishis kibish ha'oretz. You want to know why did God take the first nachla in Eva Liyadin, et sichem ba'oik? The reason is kisham chelkas mechokek sofen. Ki yoda, because God knew, asher shom benachalosoi chelkas sode kevirus mechokek. Then his portion, the portion of God, and Eva Liyadin, is going to be buried kevirus mechokek, the one who made all the chikim, the laws, vehi Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu, before his nifter, is being meshabeach shevet God, borech marchiv God. And he says, "Vayar reishis loy kisham chelkas mechokek sofen." Why did Shevet God? Why did they want a nachla in Eretz Yisroel? I tell you why, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they saw that I'm going to be buried there, so that's why they took a nachla. So I don't understand what's going on here. In Parshas Matos, we have here they say we've got lots of cattle, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them off. And here in Parshas Zos HaBrucha, before his nifter, he comes along and he gives them a bruch and he's meshabeich them and he thanks them. It's lechor, it's a stira.
What happens to Reuben?
We'll get there in a second. This kasha freaked the Zera Shimshon. All heard the sefer Zera Shimshon, one of the chushev goyses for him, from Shimshon Chaim, Nachman ben Michul Nachmeni. He promised that he'd be a melech Yosef for anybody who says over a vod from his sefer, Buna Chaim Azoyna. So the Zera Shimshon, he asks this kasha, and the Shem Mishmiel asks also the same kasha. And they both say the same terrors. The real reason why B'nai God of Nei Re'even wanted to say in Eva Liyadin was as the reason written in the Zois HaBrucha. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, that everybody knew Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Esrod, he's going to be buried in Eva Liyadin. And they felt it wouldn't be they all go in and they're going to leave him here by himself, isolated by himself. They felt it wouldn't be Derech Eretz. However, it won't be either correct for them to go to Moshe Rabbeinu and say to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, we feel bad for you. You're going to be here buried all by yourself. There's going to be nobody around you. We feel bad for you. We'll stay here with you. It won't be Derech Eretz for them to say that. We're all going in and you're staying behind. So therefore, they decided to invent a reason. And they came along with a flimsy excuse. Zug the Zera Shimshon. In the entire Pasha, we find always that B'nai God is always put before B'nai Re'even. Every time B'nai God and B'nai Re'even. Except for the first time. In Mikne Rav, Hoya Livnei Re'even, V'Livnei God. Why? Zug the Zera Shimshon as follows. You want to know why? Because the truth was that B'nai God didn't have really so much cattle. And if they would have gone on their own accord to approach Moshe Rabbeinu and say, we've got so much cattle, we can't go into this all, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you haven't got so much cattle. You've got the same as everybody else. What are you talking about? However, Re'even, because they were Shtarka mentioned, therefore Re'even, they Taka genuinely did have a lot more cattle than everybody else. So B'nai God approached B'nai Re'even and said to them, do us a toiver, you come with us, because if we go by ourselves and we present this as a reason, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to accept it even at face value, because it just doesn't add up. However, you genuinely have a lot of cattle. If you come along, perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu will accept you. Therefore, says the Pusik, if Nikne Rav Hoye Livne Reven, really was B'nai Reven who they had the cattle, it wasn't B'nai God, so therefore B'nai Reven is put first. However, because it was really B'nai God's idea, and they just had to team up with B'nai Reven, therefore throughout the Pasha, B'nai God is put every single time before B'nai Reven. And the Sefer Aleph Kusav from the Yitzchok Weiss from Vobo, going from the Chush Rabun for the war, he writes this same vod, and he quotes the Shem Lemar al Diskin. That if you look in the Pasha, you'll see it's written in Pusik, in Periklamed Beis, Periklamed Beis, that when they, in Pusik Gimel, that when they approach Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayivoy b'nei God b'nei Re'even, Vayoyim re'moshe v'aluza konsiyei d'leimoy, all the names of the towns which they wanted to build and to occupy, Aturois v'divon v'yaz v'nimra v'cheshbon v'alulei v'shavoy inavoy iba'oy. And if you look in the Targum there says, on the word Navoy, instead of just leaving it as a translation of the word Navoy, says the Targum, Ibeis Kevirta de Moshe. The Targum Inklus translates the words Navoy as Beis Kevirta de Moshe. The second time when Navoy is mentioned later on when they built it, there the Targum just leaves it the same, Navoy, Yos Navoy. The first time, however, the Targum translates it as Beis Kevirta de Moshe. Gezuk de Maral Diskin, that Be'emes this Yisod state shown in the Targum. This is what the Targum is answering to us. We shouldn't have this kasha on B'nai God of Re'even. They want to stay in Eva Liyadon. The Teretz is Beis Kevirta de Moshe, because they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be buried there. And that's the reason why they wanted to stay in Eva Liyadon.
The Teretz says no.
No, we don't know which spot he was buried in. We know which area. Mil Bagai, Mil Beis Pa'oi, says the Gemara, V'afal Pikein, Lo Yudesh Kivirusoi. We know exactly where he's buried, says the Gemara, V'afal Pikein, and even so we don't know where he's buried. We know where Mil Beis Pa'oi, Bagai, Mil Beis Pa'oi. We know, we've given the location, but you can't find it. It's vanished, it's disappeared. But we sure know which area he's buried in. And this, he said, writes also the Drushes Chasim Sofer, Toive v'tzeduke nase al yedei ze l'kol Yisrael. B'nai God of Neri even did a moedik tzeduke with klal Yisrael. She'elile came, if not for them, hoisa ha'medina nish'ara l'sichem v'oig. It would have remained belonging to sichem v'oig. V'hoye Moshe Rabbeinu ule v'shulam kove b'i goyim cholila. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have been buried amongst the goyim. V'hoye genai gudoil luni. And this would have been a gefelche genai, an embarrassment for us that we've abandoned the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu. So zuk de chasam soifer moidi kalushin, that it's a toiva and a tzeduka, which B'nai God of Neri even performed with all klal Yisrael, that they agreed to stay in Eva Liyadon. Why? Because they didn't want to abandon Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that this vow that the Rishna said in the Rebbe Rabinathim Peshischa, emikne rav hoil of Neri even God, they had the kinyan in the Rebbe. It might not be the translation of the words, but it is actually the plain and simple and pushit reason. This was the emissary reason. In Mikne Rav, they had a kinyan in the Rebbe. And the translation is not actually the correct explanation. It's the translation, but it's not the correct reason why they wanted to stay in Eva Liyadon. We find in the Rekeach, Zukta al Derech Zeh Amoydi Kavod, we know that 30 years before Yitzias Mitzrayim, the B'nai Ephraim decided time is up, they wanted to leave Mitzrayim, and 200,000 of the B'nai Ephraim, 200,000 of B'nai Ephraim, managed to get out of Mitzrayim. How they managed to get out, Mefoshim will ask this kasha. Some say because they were Ayin Klach of Yosef HaTzadik, therefore the Mitzrayim didn't prevent them leaving. So the B'nai Ephraim, as I stated in Divrei Hayomim, that 200,000 of them went out, and they were killed by Anshei Hagas. They were all killed, and that's why in Parshas Beshalach it's written, "V'lo nuchem elekim derech es pelishtim ki kurevi pen yinuchem ha'om b'roisa melchuma v'shovi mitzroima." The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want the Yidden should walk by and see the bodies of the Bnei Ephraim, 200,000 of them, were still lying there on the floor in the wilderness, unburied. The boy should be the one that should see them. This story took place before Kabul is HaTorah. So why, what did they do wrong? We find Hak in one place that states clearly that the Bnei Yisrael Yoshu Mitzrayim Shloishim Shuna V'Arba Meya Shuna. They stayed in Mitzrayim 430 years. So if the Bnei Ephraim, they decided that the 400 years was up, so they were entitled to leave. And even if the 400 years weren't up, are they Chayiv Misa because they left 30 years before everybody else? Why were they Chayiv Misa? Merely for leaving Mitzrayim early? Azoy Frik the Rekeach. Zuk the Rekeach a gewaltige Wort. That Yosef had Tzadik, before he was Nifter, told over to Ephraim and Ben Asher, Pukoy Yifkoy Delekim Eschem, V'halisa Mizez, Atzmoisai Mizeh Itchem. There's going to come a time when the Boshim is going to take you all out of Mitzrayim. Pukoy Yifkoy Delekim Eschem, V'halisa Mizez, Atzmoisai Mizeh Itchem. Told Yosef at Tzadik, don't leave me behind here, Mitzrayim. I don't want that all the Eden should go to Ezur, and I'm going to remain behind here by myself in Mitzrayim. I don't want this. V'alisim es atzmoisai mizeh itchem. Zuk de rokeach azoi. Bnei Ephraim, they are the einiklich of Yosef HaTzadik. They, more than everybody else, were mechiv to be mechabed the atzumois of their zayda of Yosef HaTzadik. V'lechei nenshi. The reason why they were nifter was Meshim Shigormi Bizoyun La'atzmoisov. By the Bnei Ephraim leaving Mitzrayim and leaving the Atzmois of Yosef behind in Mitzrayim, that was considered as if they were Goyim a Bizoyun to the Atzmois of Yosef. And therefore, Zuktin Zerikeach, therefore Midah Keneged Midah, they were killed and they weren't Zoycha to come to Kvira, and their bodies were just lying scattered on the floor of the Midbar. Because they were going a bizoyin to the Atzumas of Yosef, so Midah Keneged Midah, they received the same punishment. From here we see how important is the Inyan to be Machabed, the Beis HaKvuras, the Muk, the Kvurim, of Friedike Doiris, of Friedike Zaydis. And in fact, the Ramban writes this as well in Parshas Chayesura. V'nichteva zois ha-pasha, the whole story of the Petira, of Ruchalimeni, how she was, of Surimeni, how she was buried in Ma'oros Machpelah, is written in the Torah. Ki rutze lehoidiuni mukim keviras ha-ovois. The Baal Shem wants to tell us, where are the ovois buried? Why? Basha anachni chayovim lechabed mukoim keviras avoiseini hakadoshim. Because we have a chiyuv to be machabed the place, the mukim of the kevira, of our Zaydas. And since the Sampa Moshe Rabbeini, we know Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvois, tells us Chazal Zeh Moshe Rabbeini, that all the Yidden were Oisik in the Bezos Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeini, he was the one who went to retrieve the Urin of Yosef HaTzadik. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvois. Moshe Rabbeini was the one, although he wasn't even the Einikel, but he knew, I can't leave Yosef HaTzadik behind. As Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoich in the same way, Midah Keneged Midah, that he shouldn't be left by himself, and the Bnei Godom Neir even stayed with him. The Gemara Masechtas Sota in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis tells us a very interesting zach, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not actually buried in the same place where he was Nifta. Omer Reb Yehida, Heichan Moshe Meis. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu actually Nifta? Says the Gemara Bechelkoi Shel Riven. He was nifter in the chelkoi of Riven. Dechsev v'yal Moshe ma'arvis moyev el ha'am Nevoi. Nevoi, the chelkoi shel Riven kaima. Dechsev ibnei Riven buni, shtei they built the town of Nevoi. So Nevoi, where Moshe Rabbeini was nifter, is in the chelik of Riven. V'heichen Moshe kover, and where's Moshe Rabbeini buried? Says the Gemara, the chelkoi shel God. Dechsev v'yal reishis loy, the posting of Zosabrucha, kisham Chelkes Machoikek Sufim. So Freik the Gemara, I don't understand. He was buried, he was lifted in Chelkes Shariven and he's buried in Chelkes Shogod. How does this work? Mechelkes Shariven at Chelkes Shogod Kamahava Arbo Milen. It's 4 mil, a bit more than 4 miles. Oysen Arbo Milen Mihoi Lichoi. Who took Moshe Rabbeini from Reuven to God? Says the Gemara, Melamed Shoy Moshe Mittel Bekanfei Shechina. As the Shechina carried Moshe Rabbeini from where he was nifted, Bechelkos Shel Reuven to Chelkos Shel God. As always look at the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't explain to us the reason why. Why was it that for some reason, although he was nifted Bechelkos Shel Reuven, Moshe Rabbeini wasn't buried there? He had to be buried in Chelkos Shel God. So the Choy the Pushik Shah is what Rashi brings there, because he was buried mil base pa'oy, lechape al masa pa'oy. So he had to be buried there, yeah, bechelkoy shel God, to be machape on the masa shel pa'oy. But we could actually add on another reason. Because it was the Shevet God who was their idea in the beginning. It was their idea that Moshe Rabbeini, that they should stay be'ev le'yadin in order not to abandon Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, although Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter bechelkos shereven in Nevoi, but because it was the idea of God, so therefore the Rabbi Shem gave the schar to God. So therefore the Rabbi Shem carried Moshe Rabbeinu from the chelik, from the nachla of Re'even to the nachla of God, to give God their schar. We know it's written in the Pasha, besides B'nai God of B'nai Re'even, was Chatzi Shevet Menashe, was also stayed behind. And we don't find any explanation. It was B'nai God of B'nai Re'even who came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, we want to stay behind. And the Maral Diskin also, by the way, just adds on that when they approached afterwards B'nai God of B'nai Re'even, we find allusion that Pusik, Vayikshi Elov, and they drew near to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yoymer, and they said, Gidrasoi Nivna L'mikneini. Freik the Maral Diskin, why is it written Vayikshi Elov, and they drew near to him? What's it saying? So Pushit, we understand, Mephoshim explained, because Moshe Rabbeinu was angry, so they stepped back. Now they're coming to be Mephias Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikshi Elov. Zuk the Maral Diskin, Vayikshi Elov, they wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't want to be separated from you, we want to stay with Vayikshi Elov. But again, they said the reason of the tzoil, oh, but the emes atam was Vayikshi Elov. They drew near, they wanted to be together with Moshe Rabbeinu. So we find B'nai God and B'nai Re'even, they had cattle, they spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, they asked to remain behind. B'nai Menashe never asked. So why suddenly did Moshe Rabbeinu instruct them, they half of Chatzi Shevet Menashe had to stay behind? So Chazal tell us a reason, some reason, because when the Shutim came down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef HaTzadik told Menashe, they put the Gevia of Yosef in the sack of Binyamin, and then Yosef HaTzadik told Menashe to run after the Shvutim, and when they found the Gevir Bamtachas Binyamin, state that they all tore Korea, state Chazal and Medrash, because it was Menashe who caused the Shvutim to do Korea, that's why Midah Keneged Midah, into Santa Chazal, that his Sheva was torn in half. Half in Eretz Yisroel, and half in Avaliyadim. Although Menashe was doing what his father had told him, but nevertheless, it's a famous word from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that it's written that Penina used to chepa Chana because she didn't have children. And the reason why she chepped her tells us Chazal clearly. Penina l'shem Shemaim niskavna. She meant it l'shem Shemaim because she saw that Chana had given up. And therefore she tried to be ma'or her to daven so she would chepa her. So therefore, because she chepped her, she davened and she had children. But nevertheless, Penina was punished. Freik Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, why was she punished? Penina l'shem Shemaim niskavna. Gezuk Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if you play with fire, the metzias is you get burnt. That's the metzias. A person plays with fire, he gets burnt. Although Penina meant l'shem Shemaim, but at the end of the day she was mitzah terribly chana. And because she was mitzah, although she meant l'shem Shemaim, nevertheless she was punished. It's Menashe, although Menashe did what his father had told him, and perhaps that was for whatever reason we don't understand, that's what had to be done. But at the end of the day, he caused a terrible tsar and a panic at the time to the Shvotim. We can't imagine the terrible anguish and the pain that they had at that time. Although it was all committed from Chiz Yosef, we don't understand. However, because they did that, So therefore, mida k'neged mida, Menashe also got punished. Because if one plays with fire, one gets burned. The HaMikdover in Parshas Devorim gives his own reason. It's Hunter reason. The HaMikdover in Tziv writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was worried, who's going to supervise B'nei Dod Evnei Re'ivim, B'Eva Liyadim? They were people who were be'ikah, were shepherds. They weren't so much the Loim Torah. Menashe was one of those who was one of the higher, greater Shevotim. So the Moshe Rabbeinu sent Chatzi Shevet Menashe to look after B'nei Godiv Ne'ri'ivan, not as a punishment, but to look after B'nei Godiv Ne'ri'ivan, that Eveli Yadin, although they're cut off in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but they shouldn't get assimilated, Eretz Sichon V'Oig, but they should stay Ne'mon L'Hashem L'Tayrusoi.